The Dills. Makes you want to dance. All right. Good to have you back here with us. We are going to switch gears here on the Mark Steiner Show, reminding you on the way to talking about Single Carrot Theater that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland State Education Association. From school funding to Common Core, you can learn about the important issues affecting Maryland students, parents, and schools by visiting the Maryland State Education Association's website at MarylandEducators.org. That's one word, MarylandEducators.org, or you can go to SteinerShow.org and click on their banner, which is at the top of our page. We are now going to talk to folks from Single Carrot Theater, who's been a couple of years since they've been on the program. They moved here from Denver?
Boulder.
Boulder.
Although
even
neither,
better.
Neither of us did. But,
you did.
Yeah.
But the company
yes,
did.
We did, yeah.
And I've always said that Baltimore in some ways is a sleepy Seattle or a quiet Chicago waiting to explode with theater in the sound, which already has, and it keeps exploding. And Kelly McCleary is Interim Artistic Director for Single Carrot Theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Finnegan?
Alix Fenhagen.
Alix Fenhagen.
Yeah.
Alix, got it. Alix Fenhagen is Director of The Flu Season by Will Eno, which opens this week at Single Carrot Theater, and an ensemble member of Single Carrot Theater. Good to have you both in the studio.
Great to be here.
So neither one, you're not from Boulder. You're from Boulder. Nobody is. Nobody's
no, neither
from Boulder.
Of us are.
No one in this room.
So you've taken over from Boulder. So, but the history of the theater was that it wasn't Boulder and did this study of communities around the country when they wanted to leave Boulder and come to, and chose Baltimore, right? Is that the history?
They did a focus study about what the best city to go to for a small upcoming theater company was, looking at things like funding for the arts, saturation, transportation, affordable housing, and they chose Baltimore. So
how did you two get involved in the theater since you did not make the journey from Boulder to Baltimore?
Well, I moved to Baltimore a couple of years ago to work with Center Stage, actually, and I heard about Single Carrot from some friends and was encouraged to reach out to them. So I did, and I worked as a dramaturg on a couple of productions over the past couple of years and formed a relationship with the company through that. And then this position, the interim artistic director position, opened up, and they reached out to me about applying, and I did and joined the team full time in August, and it's been really wonderful so far.
Alix, how about you?
Similar-ish story. I moved down to Baltimore from New York about 2.5 years ago and ended up acting in a few shows with Single Carrot, and the fit felt right. So I've been working with them ever since.
Now, this is – you went from this from the wind-up space on North Avenue, mm-hmm. right?
From Load of Fun
space, which was shut down because of all kinds of structural issues. It was. I remember when that madness occurred, and we had to move out, and you and everybody else was in there became gypsies.
There was a lot of chaos.
Every man moved out. I think you did at least one production or more. Every man.
We were at Every Man for about a year,
right? And then, now you're moving the old tire place. We all know going down Howard Street near 25th. Closed down. Many of us regret the closing because people got their tires fixed there, but that's fine. There's a theater there now. And you moved in. So tell that. How did this happen? This is not a minor undertaking to take an old tire shop and turn it into a serious theater space.
No. So Single Carrot had been in negotiations with Seawall Development for a while about
Thibaut Mannequin's place.
Exactly. Right. Looking for a permanent home, someplace where we knew we could be, we could expand, we could grow. And they actually, I believe, approached us, I think, but I was not there at the time, about this potential space. And after over a year of negotiations, it sort of panned out. And so it's a really great space that's Single Carrot, Young Audiences of Maryland next door.
Yeah, I read they're moving in as well.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. And then Parts and Labor, a new restaurant on the other side. So it's sort of the cluster.
All in that one building.
All in mm-hmm. that one building, mm-hmm. yes.
The restaurant is actually going to be connected to our lobby, kind of the way in which the Charles and Tapas Teatro are connected.
Oh, so it is a restaurant. I heard it was just a butcher shop. It's a restaurant as well.
It's a restaurant as well, yep.
I want
butcher
that piece
shop
of meat.
Restaurant.
Please cook it for me.
Yeah.
So talk about the kind of nature of the work before we talk about what that space is going to be like and how you design the space, because, I mean, everybody designs theater spaces, designs them in really kind of very unique and different ways. There's so many ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They speak to the kind of soul of the company, I think, about how it's designed. But talk about the kind of work you're doing. I mean, what's your season's like? What pieces are you bringing out there?
This season specifically?
This season, last season, the season in 2018, whatever you like.
Yeah. I think generally speaking, Single Carrot likes to do work that is that encourages audiences to be very much a part of the experience. And I think that goes back to, you know, when the company was at Load of Fun at this very tiny, intimate space where everyone was very much always in the room.
It was a very tight space on three sides.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So the space that we're in now is larger than that, though not not immense. I mean, it's about the theater is about 1,500 square feet.
How many people can you seat?
We can seat. We're going to be seating between 75 and 99 people per production this season. We could go larger than that, but I think that's going to be that's our goal, because we still want to keep it an intimate experience. And the theater is a black box theater, so it's very flexible. We can arrange it in all different kinds of ways. The shows that we're doing for the rest of the season, we're going to be opening up The Flu Season tomorrow, which is a very witty, lyrical, but simultaneously quite grounded piece of theater about what's that wonderful thing you
directors
say?
Here, what would you say
you
about
have
the flu season?
A great line about the way people live their lives.
I think I said it's about creating anything or living anything and what that is. I like to call it a sad comedy.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty accurate.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But it also does a great job of encouraging audiences to be a part of the experience and holding the audience accountable for the role that they're playing in the room, reminding them that they are a part of what is happening, and everything that is happening because they're there. So then we move to The Memo, which is a play by Václav Havel. And that is this kind of great satire that focuses on bureaucracy.
Yeah.
So there's it all takes place in an office, and the main character receives this memo that's written in this language that he's never heard of before, and he learns that the company is implementing this new language to allow for more scientific, exact communication.
So are you going to invite the corporate and political leaders of Baltimore to watch this play?
It's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all.
Yeah.
Václav Havel was pretty scathing in those kind of things, and then he became president of the Czech Republic.
Exactly. But. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, actually. And then our final play of the season is a play by a Bulgarian playwright. I am certain I will fail at pronouncing his name correctly, but the play is called The Apocalypse Comes at 6 p.m., and his name is Georgi Gospodinov.
That was good.
This is as close as I can
get.
That
sounded pretty good to me. Yeah.
And that is this lovely piece about personal apocalypses. So it takes place in Sofia, Bulgaria, and there's a sniper on the loose. And the sniper strikes at 6 p.m. every day. So that's kind of hanging over everyone's head, but it's really focused on this ensemble of characters and various endings in their lives. It's a very contemplative, very interesting piece.
So how do you choose your season? Oh, we have 2 minutes left. So there's credits. But so, wait, first we do that. Opening night, opening of the theater. Let's get to there.
Yeah. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes, it is tomorrow. Right, tomorrow.
So tomorrow, opening night, we've got a big gala beginning at 6, a sort of opening night celebration. And then after that, the show is 7:30 on Saturdays and Thursdays and Wednesdays and
Fridays.
And Fridays as well.
So Wednesdays through Fridays, 7:30. I'm sorry, Wednesdays through Saturdays, 7:30.
It's an odd order to say it in. And then we have a matinee on Sundays.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're actually going to – that's a long run for a small theater to do, Wednesday through Sundays.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah, we added some shows. We wanted to get more people able to see it, more shows through the year. Yeah.
There's actually a preview tonight. And tickets for our previews are discounted.
We can't talk about price on public radio. You can't say it.
Sorry.
But so, hey,
anyway, so there's a preview tonight.
You can say that, though.
Yeah. And
discounted, you can say, just not prices.
Okay, great. And Yeah, it's a great way. I mean, if you talk about being a part of the experience, if you come to a preview, you're a part of the process because we're still tweaking
things.
You become
a little bit of a test audience.
Yeah.
So now how do people get in touch with Single Carrot?
You can visit our website at www.singlecarrot.com. You can call our box office or come by 2600 North Howard Street. We're always excited to meet new friends.
Well, this is exciting. I'm very happy Single Carrot's got this new space. I think Baltimore's theater scene is exploding. It's very exciting. You're adding to it, and glad to see this new energy into Single Carrot with the two of you. This is good.
Yeah, we're very excited
yeah,
about it.
This is very
Absolutely.
Cool. Very cool. Well, can't wait to see the production and come down and check out this new space.
Great. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being here. So we're joined by Fenhagen. I'm sorry.
it's okay. It's a hard one.
No, I got it now. Got it now. Fenhagen. Alix Fenhagen, who is directing the first production here, The Flu Season by Will Eno, opening tomorrow night. An ensemble member of the Single Carrot, and Kelly McCleary, who is interim artistic director for the Single Carrot Theater. And they're opening now on the address is
2600 North Howard Street.
That's it. So
where you used to get your tires fixed.
Yes. Now you can get your mind fixed and go check out Single Carrot. Good to have you all here. Thank you so
much. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
We are going to go out with Paul Robeson. He passed away on this day in 1976, one of the great revolutionary figures of our country, who was one of the first black people to go to Princeton University, football star, became a revolutionary leader fighting for civil rights and human rights in this country, never gave up no matter what they did to him. And was inspiration to people like Harry Belafonte and more. And we're going to go out with a piece by him to remember Paul Robeson. The Mark Steiner Show is a production for the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our theme music is by Juan Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again and podcast any of our past shows and find information about our guests and what they do, like Single Carrot, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. You can also listen to and download our podcast now on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Stay tuned for Michel Martin. Take care.